Hey everybody, Shane Presley with Rock Paper Podcast. I want to tell you about my friends over at Music Record Shop. Find them over there at the Dodd Zach Building in the Grand Center area, right here in St. Louis, Missouri. They come by this Friday and every Friday, July 28th. They'll have new records in store from Alice Cooper, Arcade Fire, Iron Maiden, Rings of Saturn, and a whole lot more. Find a full listing of details and shop 24/7 at musicrecordshop.com. Also this year, Music Record Shop is the official record store of Lutefest 2017. So get involved, go on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram and follow them along and figure out how you can win some free Lutefest tickets coming up. So get involved, support local, shop local. Check out musicrecordshop.com. This episode of Rock Paper Podcast is brought to you by Gigabit Rocks. Check it all out at gigabitrocks.com. They're one of the best online tools for meeting artists regionally and nationwide, and they want to help you plan your next tour. It's essentially a great tool for networking and linking up with artists all over the country, and then they can help you pack your next show in their city. So reach out on gigabitrocks.com. Check them all out on your social media, your Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And whether you want a gigabit more or a gigabit less, one thing's for sure, Gigabit Rocks.
Podcast is kind of like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
Hello, we're Mammoth Piano, and thank you for listening to Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri. Hanging out today at Pagan Wine Bar in Central West End with Mammoth Piano.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show, everybody.
Hey, thanks for having us. Excited.
We should properly introduce everybody so they know your voices at home. So if you guys want to go around the mic and say hi.
I'm Casey Fulgham. I play the piano in Mammoth Piano.
Oh, okay.
My name is Naomka Ewing, also known as Nene or Nebe or Nene Boo Boo, and I am the bass player and singer of Mammoth Piano, band mama of all sorts and craziness.
My name is David Hansen, and I hold on for dear life on the drum kit.
He does a good job.
You hold it down, baby. And I am Eric Lozano. I play electric guitar.
There we go. Yeah. This is cool because, like, I don't know, part of the fun of the show for me is just constantly discovering new music all around town. You know, it kind of keeps me plugged in and, like, and just, you know, again, just meeting all kinds of people all over playing music and stuff. So it's a lot of fun for me. I just recently heard of Mammoth Piano, and so this is a pretty new group, right?
I was going to say, recently, yeah, we just got together. Yeah.
No, we've been playing out for maybe, I guess, 4 months. Our first show was at Alinador on 311, and it basically, I kind of, you know, got kicked out of one group, and 3 days later started a band with Eric, and I was like, well, I kind of booked us at Alinador, so we're going to do that. And, you know, first round through, Casey wasn't able to make it with us. We had another drummer, and But we did it, and we fucked shit up, and then we continued to fuck shit up from that. And it's been a fucking dope ride. It's been great.
Yeah.
And weird.
Seems to be the way it goes. Yeah. Like, you know, when something comes our way, we're just like, well, fuck it, let's roll
like
it.
That's like our band motto.
Let's fuck it, let's roll it. And let's be pretty drunk, too.
Do it. Go to practice. Be awesome and fabulous, and you know we've been getting a lot of just good love and feedback from the community, and we're just growing, you know, every day, and every experience is new. I get to, you know, I've had like almost a goal of all the venues I've wanted to play since this band started, and I've been able to play them, or we've been able to play them, and you know that's like quite an accomplishment, especially for like a new group that's coming out and trying to, you know, fucks with the big dogs, and we've been kind of getting thrown in there, and it's been a fucking awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty wild to go from, you know.
She came to me, because I'd be, you know, I practice a limp, and she was in this other band, and I would always tell her, you know, I'm trying to play, you know, because I was going through this and that. And one day she's like, listen, you know, Eric, I got drunk and I booked a show. And I'm like, sure. You know, because that's just how I roll. I'm like ready to go. And then so just from there, it was just like go time. It's time to get it together. Time to just do the dang thing. So, yeah, and then Nay, with her attitude, she knows everyone. We start playing here, there, and here we are, you know. 4 months later, 5 months later, chilling with you on my paper cut podcast. Excuse me. Sorry, I had a couple whiskeys already.
Good lord. Okay. Basically, this whole fucking podcast is going
to
be him laughing.
Nothing to see here.
About absolutely nothing. Yeah. And I've known Casey since like 7th grade, and I pulled him in, and I'm just like, Case, let's like do some shit and tear up on the keys, because he's like multi-talented. He can play like the drums and the keys and the guitar and the bass. He's been in several like bands here and there, and I used to manage one of his bands that, you know, a long time ago called Los Banditos. And, you know, so that's my Case Monet. He's my little key little baby.
Yeah, we've definitely known each other longer than anyone else in the band, but she kept telling me about this band she had going with Eric, and at that time another drummer, and I was like, yeah, I'll come by the space sometime and see how it goes. And ever since, we've been playing weekly basis, about 10-15 gigs now. I can't even keep track of it.
I lost count.
Well, if we want to do it, like St. Lou, Tom Cowboy, Heavy Anchor,
CBGBs, Scarlet,
CBGBs, Manja,
Firebird.
Foam, Elenador, of course. Hey, shout out Drew Gowen. You the man, you know. Thank you so much for being so great.
Yeah, really, Drew.
Else, you know,
he's just an amazing person, and he does a lot for just music in general. And he's a musician. He even played with us, drummed with us at one point, because we're just like, ah, fuck, we don't have a drummer anymore. And Chris, like, all right, well, came in, like, practiced with us once or twice, and then, you know, shut down, because Drew's amazing. I mean, that's what he does. And
he was running the door, and he played
drums. And he played drums. That was insane.
True South City style. You just do everything. You just keep the gig going no matter what.
When, didn't I just see you a minute ago? It's called Jobs.
It's called Jobs. There's five of them. There's two of us. Let's do it.
Yeah.
But then, so already you got enough material you want to get out and record, and we have an EP coming out.
Yes, this Friday.
Yeah,
we are. We recorded at Gaslight, and I've actually been taking like bass lessons at Gaslight for about a year now with Mark Cage, and he's like I'm his little protege, and he's just amazing teacher, because he just makes you feel so comfortable when you're with Mark. Like, you don't feel like you're being judged, and he's so patient and just so cool and so chill and knows so much about music, and you just like want to sit there and take it in. So like, I've learned a lot from him, and he like is the engineer on this EP as well.
The bottle is breaking and everyone's shaking, the people are dying, and mommy is crying, and she smiles. She wants a juice box and some world snacks. Juice box. Juice The clowns are not joking, the sinners are crying, and daddy is lying and she smiles. She wants a juice box and some fruit snacks. Juice box.
So he's busting his ass to get it out for us before, like, this Friday on the 4th at Urban Chestnut with Basehamp and Squirtle Destroyer and Destination Will. So, like, it's going to be cool, and we're purple.
One more time for the people.
So, yeah, August the 4th is also my dad's birthday. We are playing at Urban Chestnut, and that's the original one that's off Washington and Locust, and BP is going to be out. We called it on Fridays. We were purple, so we're purple. And it's just going to be really dope, and I'm just super excited about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool. Yeah, I just had Basehamp and Dano on the show, and those guys are a wild group of guys.
Yeah.
Hey, they played with us at Foam, correct?
No, they didn't play with us. Well, we had this Bitchin' Beach Party plan, and it was supposed to be the 29th. Which was Jackal Fest, but the owner of El Lenador was going out of town, so we had to, like, rebook that show for July 15th, which was also the Naked Bike Ride weekend, which worked out better because I did not want to compete with fucking Jackal Fest.
No.
But we ended up getting in it somehow at, like, yeah. 4 days before, like, because two bands dropped
That's
out.
That's me. Right
and there, I was just like, ooh, I'm being really nosy on Facebook. And I'm like, let me get in on this shit because I knew it was going to be dope. And it was dope. And it was so much fun. And, it like, everybody brought it that day. Like, everybody was, like,
I felt so sexy that day.
It was, like, really sexy, and the weather was, like, fucking perfect, and it was just a beautiful, like, just awesome day for music and St. Louis, and so honored to be a part of that, and so happy that they, like, believed in me enough, even though they never even heard any of my shit. They're like, all right, fine, you got your fucking dick out. Stepping up to me and trying to get into this fucking festival.
Hey,
and you did it.
Yeah, we did.
And we did it.
We really did. We had a good day that day.
It was a really good day.
Yeah.
It was, like, a really good set, too. It's like that one time, like, we all felt really good about everything that happened during it. It's like, oh, nice. Like, fuck yeah.
Even the new song was, yeah, like,
that, fun. That new song.
That new song was fun. It was fun. I might have kicked a beer during the set.
Yeah. It's fine.
Yeah, if you don't know any of those bands on that Jekyll Fest lineup, like, check that out, because, I mean, that makes me proud of what St. Louis music is doing right now,
right.
Because that lineup was insane.
It was
a great representation of the scene as it is today. I mean, we've got all these great genres, we've got all these great bands, the scene itself is on the verge of explosion, yeah. Truly, and it's festivals like this that if we just took that lineup on the road, it would actually work out so well, and St. Louis would just put itself on the map just with a lineup like that.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Just looking at the crowd, it was the only show I've ever been nervous to play. But, like, about 10 minutes before the set, I don't get nervous. But, like, 10 minutes before the set, I, like, felt those butterflies.
Yeah.
I was looking at the people in the crowd, I was just like, oh my God.
See, that was like, I was handing out so hard.
I was the exact opposite. Like, everyone was family. That was all of our friends. Those were all the bands that we play with and we jam with and we share a stage with. So that was just like a band practice where all of our best buds were invited, and that kind of made it wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Oh, that was cute. That was really cute, too.
Hey, happy birthday. Happy birthday,
it's
Dave.
It's Dave's birthday.
Yeah. Cheers.
I'm sitting here with a scotch that's almost as old as I am.
Yes. He's 29 years young-ish.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Nay, you are so nice. Yes. I love
29
so
years
much.
Young.
I'm 35.
Well, we're getting older, but whatever. It's fucking, we still look sexy, so it's alright.
Yeah.
Still fucking
looking tight and sucks.
Well, thank you. We got the EP party, like you said, on Friday the 4th, and make sure you wear your purple.
Yes.
And we got another one on Monday also.
Over got you guys all ties.
You guys will be over at Foam on Monday the 7th.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
And that's you said that's a benefit, and you guys are all doing covers. Is that?
It's covers for cause. We do this kind of series called On Mondays We Wear Black. We did it once at Foam, and it, like, turned out really well. So this is, like, the second edition of it, but we're going to do the covers for a cause And I got together with like Brandon and Carras from like Forest City and Backwash, and he was just like talking about wanting to do a benefit. I'm like, well, why don't we do it for the women's shelter? And he's like, well, I want to do like some covers and stuff and not really put too much like whatever, do something a little bit different, especially from, you know, we see these shows out in these local artists and you get a little bit tired of seeing the same show. So he suggested that, and then I kind of took over because that's what I do, my psycho self. And I'm like, well, why don't we do on Mondays We Wear Black type of thing? And then he almost had to pull out for a second because he was going to go on tour, but he came back in. And then another girl I had who was going to do a Amy Winehouse thing, her voice was not doing well and she got sick, and I just don't want her to ruin her voice. But it came together, like, you know, no matter how stressful or these damn shits I put together, something always happens, but it always comes to be like almost better than what it was supposed to be before. So we have Frankly or Francis Madness that we did a show at Manja with in our grand tour, which is another shit show thing. And
yeah, it was. Oh, we were so drunk that day.
Yeah, it was a long day.
She's playing with us on the 7th?
Yeah, so she's gonna
do. Her so much.
Yeah, she's so adorable. Oh, she's so precious.
Oh my gosh.
Put her in a box and
feel oh, yes.
And so she's gonna be doing a like a Beyonce covered set.
No way.
Yeah, I know. He's gonna rock it. It's gonna be so great.
I'm so pumped.
And then Forest City is gonna do a door set, and they did one at the Fest. They're gonna do their door set. They did it up in Fest. I saw pictures of it. It looked amazing, and I can just,
as you can tell, I just,
yeah, he's just frowning about
it. I always just let it happen.
I just like to keep you on your toes.
Yeah.
And so they're gonna do their door set, and it's basically Jim Morrison anyway. And then we're gonna do a Forever 27 set. And if you're not familiar with that, it's about basically all these like artists throughout our history that died at the age of 27 before the prime, like Kurt Cobain and Jimi Hendrix and Janis Joplin, Jim Morrison. We'll do like a couple door songs and Pigpen from Grateful Dead. So we're gonna do that, and then like the coup de grace, the fucking masterpiece of it all, is gonna be Mick Bouchon since Saria Conway or Sinosopro. They're gonna be doing a Yeah Yeahs cover set. They've done it twice. She's so amazing.
So good.
They're so good.
Both of them are so,
I'm like drooling,
talented,
because I'm so excited for this.
I can't wait to see the
two. Like, these other bands pulled out, and I was a little bit like scared, but I'm just like, and I talked to them because I go to FOAM like just to hang out in between my Monday shenanigans, my bass lesson and band practice, and I'll sit there and we'll just like dick around. And yeah, and they were down to do it. I don't know if this might be the last time they'll do it, but I am excited that they're going to do it again, because I look forward to it every time it happens, because it's just, it's truly amazing, like these very talented people that you see, and they're so cool and they're so down to earth, and you're just like, you fan out on them, but you're like, okay, well, we're just like people and we're just gonna not fan out on each other for a minute, but I fucking think you're amazing.
Oh, but we still geek out on each other anyway.
Yeah,
we're all the right up in the front of each other's shows in the front row saying, yes, you rock. And then the whole argument just keeps going, and it's beautiful because we're all here to help each other out and help each other grow.
Yeah,
right.
Definitely.
Make the city grow.
Hey, real quick, what's that band that played right after we played at Jackal Fest? Axiom Song?
Oh, Apex Shrine?
Apex Shrine! Oh my god!
So
hold up, I love you guys.
Yeah, you guys are awesome.
Well, and special shout out to Sundays, who, as we speak, is playing a show
playing
at FOAM.
At FOAM,
yeah.
I'm going to.
Incredible job. Oh my gosh, you guys sounded amazing.
Yeah.
They played a Cure cover, they played Boys Don't Cry, which is kind of a, holds a special place in my heart, and they nailed it, so.
Yeah,
thank
beautiful.
You.
Yeah,
they had a really good job, and they're just, that was their first show with Jack.
It was. They sounded so good.
Oh, and they're
first
like
show, that was amazing.
A split off of like the Vigilettes plus some other people too. And
Katie Pants was in it.
She's from Middle Class Passion, and I'm like in love with that band. Like Middle Class Passion is so fucking dope. Like they fucking
and
beautiful.
These super groups get to form where all these talented people just end up having a good one good conversation, and that's all it takes, where these four people end up on a stage and you're like, wow, this combination is just fantastic.
Yeah.
Right. I can't wait to see more of these hybrids come along. Everybody needs to jam with one another. Just find a place.
Yes, I mean, use a toi. Use a toi.
Come on.
Wait a minute. That's a whole different evening.
Just look for the guy with really big hair at Limp. I'll be really drunk. Come play with me. Come play with
truly.
Me.
Truly.
Very next
have
layer.
The door open.
Yeah,
it'll
just
be
go.
Fine.
I'll just like go and just go play like all day. I wish I had
hours,
time to do that.
Hours and hours by myself. I hate it. Play with me, please.
Well, yeah.
You got another real big one also coming up on August 19th. You guys will be playing at Forest Park, part of World's
Fair. Oh, for real? It's at Forest Park?
Yeah, I told you.
See, I'm telling you.
It's the Heritage Festival. I kept saying Heritage Festival, but it's like the World's Fair Festival. And yeah. Wendell from the Wendell and the All-Stars is organizing all this, and I just actually had a meeting with him today, so hopefully, like, everything... In a not in a mammoth piano fashion for everything to fall the fuck apart and then we put it back together again. But like, yeah, just putting out fires and rebuilding the community. Yeah, no, but he's, yeah, so I'm excited. We're excited about that. And that's a big deal for us. We're a very small, very new band, and getting invited to do something like that, that's a true honor, and especially in the city that we love so much. And
Forest Park.
And Forest Park.
Yeah. Right. Beautiful park.
Historic place.
For sure.
Yeah, beautiful setting. Should be a great time of year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's pretty crazy. I mean, like you're saying, you went through the checklist. I mean, you guys are... For only being at this for a couple months, I mean, you guys are really knocking a bunch of stuff off the checklist there. Like, so
this one.
Well,
she is that freight train that just moves forward, and if you don't grab on, you miss it.
That's why I just show up.
People just grab on for dear life, and they hold on, and this happens next, and it's perfect.
I think this interview was just an excuse to get the rest of us up to speed on all the. So we're like, what? Oh, we gotta get ready for that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't have anything purple. I already ordered 2 ties off Amazon. Don't worry about it.
My collection of ties has really well expanded.
My wardrobe is doing great since I started.
I'm very proud.
Let me say real quick that all of us, you know, have been playing for a long time. Right. It seems.
Oh, yeah.
You know, all of us. I've been living and coming to the city since I was 20 years old. I'm 28 now. And we've all been running around just trying to figure this thing out, and we're all just trying to do it and have a good time and relax and like just chill, and like it's almost like we're allowed to do that right now.
Yeah.
And it's like no, there's never too much pressure. There's never like it's got to be so perfect, duh! You know. It's just like run and gun, baby. We'll get it right eventually.
Yeah.
You know. You know, just have a good time.
Now they fine. Fuck it.
They'll love us.
Look here, guys. We're all pretty good job. Oh, yeah.
Where do you come up with a name like Mammoth Piano and stuff?
That was me. But okay, so I was hanging out at Dugan House with, I don't know if you're familiar with Dugan House or you've ever heard of it, but it's like this little punk house off Giles, and I used to work with this kid, Donnelly, and I would go over there after work, and we worked at Tivana together, and he's like one of my best friends. I love him to death. And who lived at Dugan House? Jake from Mariner, Jack Travis, like Junior Clooney, basically like lives in this house, and I was like, and they're like, hey, it's like, but. Me and Jake Lansley from here. We were sitting there, and it was like 3 a.m. in the morning. And I'm like kind of dicking around on the piano. We're just singing, and there was like an elephant tapestry over it. I go, what is this, a mammoth piano? We just kind of looked at each other, and I'm like, well, that's a really good band name, and I'm going to start this band before you. And like about 2 years later, I started it before him. But like, but that's where it came from, and I just stuck with it. I'm like, I'm going to stick with this mammoth piano. I see like... You can do typography with it, like do all this other like dope shit with it, and I like it. It rolls off the tongue, you know, and it's fun. And elephants are my favorite animal, but you know, before the elephants, there was the mammoth, and that's kind of where it came from. It's a force of nature, of awesomeness, and suck it.
Full disclosure, the name was already decided before I came on as the piano player.
Yeah,
so
right.
It has nothing to do with me playing piano.
Yeah,
even though you are the piano.
I am the piano.
I see Case Moniz is the piano player.
But yeah, so it was the chicken and the egg thing. Right? Yeah. So in this case, right. The name came before the instrument.
Well, no, the mammoth and mammoth piano is the sound that really comes out of Nene as a leader. Like what the decisions I make as a drummer are based on the fact that the composition is almost entirely the bass line and the vocal. So like what we do around her is either decoration or anchor. And that mammoth idea just refers to the fact that, you know, here's this mammoth force, this huge crazy force sitting in the front of this band.
Yeah.
I agree wholeheartedly.
Is this a pretty collaborative effort when you guys are putting this together? I mean, like, are you kind of, you all have a vision of, like, where these things are going, or?
Well, I guess it's mostly, like, it starts off with, like, an idea or a concept for me, but I give the boys an ample amount of freedom to kind of, like, why don't you try this out, and this is how I'm going to play it, and it's in this key, but let's see what you want to do, because I want their pure, raw energy to come out of them.
I got to say, that's exactly why I love this.
Yeah.
Because of what she's saying right now, because I've been telling you, we've been playing, and I've been in bands where they don't let me do me, and you know how that goes for any real musician. You just want to tell them to F themselves right then and there.
Because we're censoring ourselves now. F yourself. Yeah.
Well, you know, this is the rock. You know, we got to keep a class.
I dropped so many F-bombs in the first, like, 3 minutes of this, I can't curse freely. I don't even know how to talk.
It's in a way, we don't know what we're going to do every single time. It's, like, about just feeling it out. And, like, expressing it right then and there. Like, I'll tell you, that's how I want to play my whole life. So, and it's nice to be in a band where that's how I can play. Because the way Nate writes lets me play like that. And Nate's not breathing down my back about this and that and this and that. So, thank you for that.
And I will say that, like, once you get that huge sound, once you get people having that freedom around them, it doesn't really take much in order to build a solid composition. So, you know, how I was describing my technique to how I write this stuff, Nene's given me a ton of freedom, and with that freedom I do as little as humanly possible, because the sound they create is so big that just that minor bit of anchor is really... It's all good.
Yeah, he came back. He came back.
That's the essence of it, is that, you know, their mammoth sound allows me to be so stripped down and so simplistic. So that's the very first sentence I think of when I write drums for this stuff, is like, what's the bare minimum I can do to just make it shine?
Yeah.
And, like, you know, I just, like, I'm heavily influenced by James Brown, but, like, he would, you know, write music or have the same line over and over and over again, but it's the intensity of it all, the way that it was, that made it, like, so soulful. So it's like, yeah, I'm just talking about popcorn. Wow!
And 8 minutes later,
you're still talking about popcorn. And everybody's got a bag, titties hanging out everywhere, sweating all over the fucking place. It's
for some reason there's popcorn on titties.
We didn't even know where the popcorn came from, but it's here.
This place doesn't sell popcorn. We have no idea.
Man, we wildin'.
Go here. But yeah. So yeah, it's been good.
Sure.
And I try to, like, write, you know, since I am playing the bass and singing it at the same time, it's difficult for me, and, like, which I've heard from several people that it is quite difficult.
It is.
So, like, some people, because you're playing rhythm and singing melody, so, like, this kid, I swear to God.
And he's not eating chicken wings, ladies and gentlemen.
Or popcorn. There's no popcorn or chicken wings. He's just trying to get a Manhattan.
Hey, they don't know what y'all talking about. Get out of here.
We gotta build the imagery of it all.
Right.
But, like, I try to write very simple bass notes of, you know, the pentatonic scale, and they're very clean and they're very sharp. And I, like, as a bass player, you know, some people overplay the bass. You don't have to, because it's just got that deep ass tone to it, and that's where your rhythm and your drums come in. It's just so solid and so simple. It's like, fuck yeah, I love this instrument so much. But, you know, you get this, people are like, oh, I'm a guitar player who ended up being a bass player, and you're like, no, I'm a bass player and I wanted to play the bass, and I will try my best to play the fuck out of it, like, two dicks out and nine balls. Like, but that's how I like to go on stage. All my dicks out. Get my balls.
True.
I don't know where they came from, but I collected them over the years.
Yeah.
But they're mine now.
They're all mine. Sorry, guys.
Let's hype this party up. We got the 4th. What can we expect when we come to see Mammoth Piano live for the party?
Well, we don't know.
Well, no, yeah. Well, you're going to expect some just, you know, good energy. Like, we like to have a good time. We like to have fun. We like, or, you know, just because I'm a psycho and I, like, have certain ways I want the shows to go, I, like, pay attention to the aesthetics or, you know, our Bitchin' Beach Party, I had, like, dancers that I booked and decorated the whole place, did a whole mural, like, for this upcoming event for the...
She's always dressing me up, I tell you.
I'm dressing these boys up to match me, and I got some really great lights from a good friend of mine, Raven Fox, who's just an amazing, just DJ, light, magical person. He's gonna help me with that. I'll probably end up getting some fucking balloons, even though I said I wasn't going to. We're gonna have some merch. We got Bass Amp and Nana, Squirkle, the Destroyer, my friend Will Strupp and Destination Will. Right? It's like it's comedy rock, and he hasn't been playing out much. He used to be in this band called Bandaloo, but I really want to get him back out playing. So he's like kind of getting for it. I'm like, well, you want to play this show with me? Like with my deep ass man voice. And he's like, you know what? Yeah, let's fuck shit up. So he's going to do a good job. And yeah, just, you know, wear purple. And like at the same time, I want to get a little love to Prince, the purple one. And
just be ready to party.
Just ready to party. Hey, you're like, you can like walk into our shows like in a sad shit mood, but you're going to walk out so happy. Like, what the hell just happened?
Y'all know how you didn't hear me for about 5 minutes just a minute ago? It's because I was getting another drink. Yeah. You know what I mean? Be ready to have a good time.
Be ready. And so, yeah. And also, for our benefit, the Covers for the Cause, we have Cindy Hoo-Hoo from the Von Ella Studios. And actually, I have like about three different ballerina dancers are going to be like dancing around and collecting donations. Oh yeah, oh yeah. By the way, yeah, this is a band. Welcome to the band meeting. I got so much shit going on.
This is how we discuss this. You are literally hearing the Mammoth Band.
No, this is our week off because I'm pretty goddamn sure I put everything in the band like group chat. But I always blast it at you guys.
Have time to scroll through.
Yeah. He's like, where are these sets? I'm like, dude, you need to fucking scroll. I'm like, scroll up because I'm not repeating myself.
My screen's barely.
Nate, you always yelling me out to see something, but dang.
I'm like, it's on the goddamn, like, group messenger page. Like, fucking scroll the fuck up.
It's like a mile long.
There is a Google Doc. And there's like, I like, because I like sent you guys, like, the set list for the covers, but I like took the time to copy and paste all the YouTube videos so you can like reference to that, and I also copy and pasted the lyrics too into a nice little booklet, so don't say I don't ever do anything for you.
No, you just don't want to scroll a mile.
You don't
want
to scroll, motherfucker? We ain't trying to scroll today, nah.
We just need to have an interview once a week and then we'll be all...
Yes! Right, you know what?
Hey, so what are we doing?
Yeah. That's what we... Seriously.
Did you help us out with this? This is the most information we've ever discussed.
You have
this
no
has been
idea.
So efficient.
You have no idea. I know what's going on now.
Alright, cool. Alright, now we know this is like the next week and a half.
Alright.
Guys, that's what we're doing.
Right, yeah, okay. I'm all set.
Show up, look pretty, look cute. I got you some ties.
Can't wait to see y'all. Can't wait to see y'all.
You just totally come out.
We got Mammoth Piano on Facebook. You can get on there, RSVP to the party. Stop
acting interested and fucking go. Yeah. Bastards.
Right. No interest in going.
Going. Right. Doing.
Is there, you on any of the other, social media yet?
I like Instagram through myself, and I'm on Snapchat, and, you know, the 30 or whoever people who, like, follow me on Snapchat have, like, a great time. NaneBooBoo1212 if you want to Snapchat me. I'll show you around town. Like, one of my friends, Adrienne, she's like, I'm moving back to St. Louis because of your snaps. So I'm like, yeah, why not? Anyway, a good time. It's awesome. And sometimes you just pull that, like, that 10-second little preview of what's going on in your life. Like, you get the most golden moments in it, too. Like, Bitchin' Beach Party when, like, fucking Tim Smalley pulled out of the naked bike ride, and I was snapping it, and I was just watching the bike ride go by, but, like, Tim Smalley, and it was his birthday, too. We're like, ah, Smalley! And then, like, his ass just rolls in, and I have, like, that 10 seconds footage of that, and I saved it on my phone. I'll, like, bring it out of the woodworks, like, in a while.
Yeah.
But yeah,
every show we played so far, just somebody I hadn't seen in like a few months or maybe even a year or two shows up, and it's just like great to see them. You know?
Yeah.
Brings people together.
Yeah,
for sure.
I want to say one last thing.
It's like your last night.
I know.
You're right. Just the one.
For this moment.
Hey, come on, guys. All right. You know, if you're out there and you're trying to hang, you're trying to play a show, all that, we practice it. Limp.
Brew House.
brew house, whatever you want to call it, you know, fucking Lamp, you know.
Jimmy Gunn Studio.
Yeah, Jimmy Gunn Studio. You know, we're on the first floor. Seriously, come find us. Come talk to us. Come hang out. We like good people, good players, good times.
Good energy.
So, good energy. And we want to play. We're just trying to get out there and play. So come by, hang out, and yeah, let's do the dang thing. You know?
I'll give you a fucking head scratch or two. I might call you some bitch, but I mean it with love.
Well, this has been a whole lot of fun getting to hang and getting to know you all a little better. It's
been an absolute pleasure.
Yes. Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
So, best of luck at the party. I'm sure Bass Amp and Dana will do plenty of whiskey shots with you guys.
Hey! Turn up, turn up!
Are they still headlining it?
They're headlining it because I don't want to be out of my
just.
Like, just because it's our party doesn't mean we have to close it out. I don't want to close it out. I want to sell merch and hang out with my friends and, like...
And be real drunk.
And be really, like...
Because they're just too crazy.
They're too crazy. I can't fucking compete with that. Are you fucking kidding me? Talk was going to play with us, too, but it's just, like, their schedule will sit and line up. So, like, the original beach party was Talk, Bass Amp, and Dano, and us, and I think, like, one other band. But, like, it ended up being Slush Wave... Sister Wizard, which was dope. Us and Pirate Signal. And
I saw her getting her hair cut at Jackal Fest.
There's so many issues.
Oh my god. Jeez.
That was great.
Sorry.
Sister Madison.
No, good.
She was there. She shaved her head at Jackal Fest.
Really
good. There's a video of it. And she looks so cute. I'm just like, God, you have a good head. You can do this. You're fine. She's a total babe. So yeah.
Shout out to my lovely girlfriend.
Yeah. And Eric's girlfriend is a spinner, you know, trooper. Wow. She's like, yeah.
She's sitting 5 feet behind us.
Yeah. Shut up. No, and a shout out to Pirate Signal. I think they're going to have some new, like, material coming out. They actually previewed a lot of their new music at the Bitchin' Beach Party. Mm. And I think they're so underrated. More people need to fucking go out and see them. And fucking Josh Harbaugh is, like, stripping down to his skinnies. And he had the little, like, because it was a naked bike ride. And he was there and he had, like, this belted, like, Fifth Element fucking Lulu Dallas multi-pass like scantily like fucking thing, and he was just like playing the guitar and singing, and then like all of a sudden his pants are dropping down. I'm like, yeah, and it like got even worse. I'm like, yeah, and I'm just like, oh, how did you do that? That's talent. He's done that before. So yeah, did we drop like everybody's name in this podcast?
I think we might have.
Who did I forget?
Jack Sloan at Jackal Fest was like killing it.
We name drop him. Turn
Let's
up.
Name drop him. Me and Casey were fucking cracking our asses up, and everybody was like paying attention to his jokes.
When?
At Jackal Fest, Zach.
Oh, Zach. Yeah. That guy's awesome.
Oh yeah,
Zach. Zach who was
he? He works at Venice.
He works at Venice.
Zach Sloan.
His set is fucking great.
Zach and Neil do like. Their open mic every Monday at Venice, and
he was there right when we got there. He had like the really funny
the guy playing on the main stage.
Yeah.
He was cool.
Yeah, he's cool spot. He won't let it. He won't say and admit that he's cool, but he's a dick anyway. No, but he did a good job. Zach, you did a good job. I'm not being sarcastic again. And yeah,
I love Zach's watch. He's
interesting, cathartic as fuck.
Good
guy.
He won't admit it, but he's a good man.
So yeah, EP's coming out. We'll have a fucking other shit coming out your way too. Got some new songs lined up. More dopeness, more sexy hotness of Mammoth Piano. And thank you so much, Shane, for having us.
Thank you.
On the Paper Podcast. Yeah. Yeah. We did it.
We did it.
Hi, Mom.
We did it.
Woo. Good job.
I love you, Mom. Love you, Dad.
Yeah.
I'm on the radio.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Pagan Wine Bar, Central West End. Mm-hmm. If you ever come out this way, it's pretty dope.
Oh, yeah.
So dope.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Cheers. Time.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.